last speaker, Michael from Berlin, is talking about the model in an R package. So let's welcome Michael.
Hello everyone, my name is Michael. I'm presenting a work performed together with my colleague, Hauke Sonnenberg. And we are working at a Berlin Center of Policy for Water Research, which is a non-profit water research institute. And we rely a lot on USGSR as our source. We like that very much, and the talk will be a lot of R from USGS. So what is the talk about? It's wrap your model in an R package, but we do not mean a photo model, nor do we mean a statistical model, but we mean our environmental model, and for sure we love water. That's why we are focusing on water-related models. So what are the challenges coming with water-related models? First of all, usually they are not natively implemented in R. USGS implements them in Portland in the 80s or something this time. Modflow, for example. And they are generic, so we have to run them. And we need to specify the model input parameters. So we have to run the model once with an input file. So the runner is one model run, at least once. Then we have normally a sensitivity analysis, where we try to identify the most sensitive parameters. Which in groundwater modeling, it's most likely the hydraulic conductivity of the aquifer. And then, in this sensitivity analysis, we run multiple times. And we perform multiple runs using calibration. So we finally, mostly in the time, you calibrate the hydraulic conductivity. So you again run the model multiple times. So and what is the same always is that you have to write an input file, which is usually a Fortran text file. Then you run the model engine, which is an executable using the DOS command line or Linux command line or whatever. And then you get back an output file, which again is a text file. And there's a blog post by Roger DePeng, which says, if you're going to do something more than three times, you should think about writing a small package. And this is exactly what my colleague and me did. And this is what I want to show you based on a USGS program called WTAQ. And this program is available free of charge at the USGS. The source code and the binary files. And what is this model doing? WTAQ is a well drawdown model where you have a pump, which pumps water out of your pumping well. And then it simulates you how much the water gets reduced, the water level, based on the characteristics of the well and also of the aquifer. And it does not only calculate you this for the well, it also calculates this for multiple observation wells, up to 25 in one model run. So what is the usual workflow? Well, you write the input file, which is this Fortran style, which is well documented in the model documentation, that's perfect. But the big but is if you want to modify this file, sometimes you have to keep an eye on the cross-dependent model parameters. For example, model documentation says if in line two you change this parameter to this, then you also have to define in line eight this to this and so on. So you have to take care of this manually, and this input file is separated from the documentation. Secondly, you run then, okay, you can create a batch file which reads this into an output file, but again, you have to do this normally manually, and then, okay, the cat, this could be you, you read it, or you import it to R. So, what is our workflow now? We built around this manual steps, four functions. The first one is a kind of create configuration, which creates an R list which contains all the components of of the model. You have a parameterization for your aquifer with the hydraulic conductivity, with the storage coefficients of the aquifer. You have also configuration for your pumping well, how big it is, where the screen, filter screen is placed, and so on. So you have this model is quite simple. This model is quite simple. It only contains 40 parameters. So JSON file modflow is much more complicated. So it's quite simple. But this is now in an R list, and you know exactly. You have now a configuration file in R, which can be manipulated. Yeah, you have directly access to this parameters. Then you have a transfer function which writes this, converts this R list to a valid Fortran file, and then a function model engine which runs our model. And then we read back the result as a data frame in a data frame which contains the information of the well ID which we simulated. So we have one pumping well and multiple observation wells, and the time series at which times we simulated the drawdown, and you can also provide measured drawdown. And it by default gives you the relative error of this column. Yeah? And you, if you have this now, we have now the output in the input file in R. So we have access to, in fact, to this Fortran file now. And if we wrap around the package around this, so what are the components we need? We need the model engine, which are available on the USGS website. So there is a binary of the source. So and we need four functions. One function to create us the model configuration. A second function which writes us this configuration file. And the third function runs the model engine, and the fourth function reads back the input file, the output file back into R setup. And if having this, we can now use R as fully integrated modeling environment. Means that we can speak, load everything that we need. In this case, we just need, we don't have to rely on geo, you can import geo data, but also we rely here on measurement data. We can load this into R and then write our R script, speaking to our model, and writing everything down in an R markdown document, and making it fully reproducible. So in this case, in the case which we did it, what we did for this W2EQ model is this wrapper is completely available on GitHub. We copied a little bit this group, so we are KWB/R, we mimicked USGS/R, and so sorry for this. And the tutorial is also available. It's a kind of book down document where you can have some case, more sophisticated case use cases, which includes also the calibration stuff. And this calibration you can really do very good in R with built-in R functions called optimize or optim for a single parameter optimization. So you don't have to rely on external software. And this was one example for WTQ, but we did it for another software, more complicated software, which is not yet on CRAN. So for US EPA, we did it for EPANET, which is a pressurized pipe flow model. And for VS2DI, which is a two-dimensional groundwater flow solution transport and heat transport model. It's simpler than modflow, but has already 150 parameters. So, but both of them, the last ones, are not yet on GitHub because they're used internally. The methodology behind this stuff is published on ResearchGate, or you just have to Google wrap your model, wrap your model. I think it's kind of unique, this name. So finally, I just want to thank Veolia for sponsoring this work. We had a great research project on energy optimization of drinking water well fields, and this component, this drawdown component for wells was one part, and for this we choose WTOQ. Thanks for the USGS for making everything public available, because this is where we can do our work as we want to do it. Very much thanks for this. And yeah, if you have any questions, I just have one question for you. Any one of you ever wrapped already a model besides Jason here in this room? he did it for Modflow. Okay. Right. So there's room for improvement, and I think many people could benefit if we make everything available like this more. I don't know whether the UGS has plans to do this more in a more standardized manner. Yeah, but this would be really boost our water research to the next millennium. So, yeah. So thanks. The model in the package. I did both because I have struggled. I'm not a good Fortran modeler, and I was struggling with the compilation. So it gives some warning messages which I cannot get rid of. So it's basically based on both. I included the source code in the package, but also one executable for Windows, which is provided by the USGS. And did a test that package to compare whether both yields the same results on my version.
Machine. Standards, there's an executable, it's not portable anymore,
I wanted to get rid of this executable, but I cannot compile it without error messages. So I was wondering. And this Fortran is really, if you're not used to it, it's really hard-coded stuff going on there. They have a lot of machines, I think, at the USGS 100. The Honeywell or something was included, which was presented tomorrow in the morning session. So I don't know how long. And I also have not their compiler, so it's
like some models are easier than that.
Mine was, but it was working, but I don't know what happens because there's some overflow happening. I cannot guarantee that the results will be the same.
In the spirit of scientific inquiry, how would Python write with R for this model wrapping?
I'm used to R, but not so much to Python. But I think probably you can do the same with the same concept with Python. It doesn't matter. You just have to do this. It's a kind of API. You have to make it accessible. And
they have one for Modflow.
I just want to say, I think there's no shame in borrowing and using somebody else's work. I think it's wonderful that you adopted his naming convention, that kind of thing. I think it's great. So, that's all. No
questions. I was just curious, is the EPA net wrapper that you actually created available online anywhere?
We have to discuss it with our sponsor because he wants to make it private a little bit. So we are not so allowed to publish everything, but he was okay with WTAQ. Currently not. Probably in the future.
I was just wondering, who are the users of this product? And is the R Markdown step important for getting them something they really need? I'm just curious.
I think the user community is not so big. That's my impression, because it's really something. Was really something amazing that someone from that you have the knowledge of R and the hydrology background. This is something which minimizes the possible user group. So I don't know. Probably it can transform the consulting stuff. That was my idea. That if you can automate the modeling process, and that you can make this that more reproducible, and so the results where the people rely on more transparent. So yeah, but I think that will not be a big user group. That's my, I don't know, what's your experience with your, you did much more things in on your CRAN network, but how many people uses
that? With something like what you're doing, I mean, the real advantage might be swapping out, so some other group is interested in running something like this, but they swap out the input files, right, with their own data, and then are quickly able to rerun it. And then all the whole analysis that you've done, they see the whole analysis based on their input data. So there's real power that way to kind of leverage the model rather than kind of creating these input files every single time, which are a nightmare. They are, but like that's, I mean, ideally you'd have a wrapper around the model. You're passing data directly rather than writing input files. And then the executable running and then spitting out output files, but these are legacy codes, and that's, they do a lot of the input output within Fortran.
Yeah.
So ideally you strip all that out and just have like kind of a core in there that's Fortran, the rest being R that can handle spatial and temporal data.
Any further questions? If no, thanks Michael again. And thanks all the people who said the first one.